Yeah, that was one thing that so when I was watching this listen to this podcast, basically he was saying like he was talking about using credit cards and using cash. And he was saying you never ever want to use your you don't ever want to use your debit cards like ever. He's like you don't get any points, you know, any cash back points for using them. There's nothing, there's no benefit besides maybe grabbing some money out for ATM, grabbing some money out for if you're going to a club or something like that, if you're going to pay for a car. But besides that, you're not really gaining anything by using your debit card. You're not getting
Okay.
any interest on it. You know, there's nothing beneficial with credit card, and there's no like security. So it's like if you know the if your debit card gets stolen, you're responsible for up to $50 to $500 of whatever was stolen. And if you don't report it within a certain time, it's like with a credit card, it's safer because you have, you know, security and you can make sure everything's taken care of. And he was basically just breaking down like credit cards and even like saving, like how much you're supposed to save per age and per time frame. So one of the things I've seen is like you were saying with that, when I got approved for that set, that Apple card, my score bumped back up, and then I used them, and then it's because the system's behind, it hasn't showed the paid off amount that I've already paid off.
Okay.
And so I was thinking, I'm like, it's just interesting that, you know, you make the payments ahead of time, but then it takes like 30 to 45 days after you've already made that payment and already spent the money. So saying, oh yeah, okay, so that was taken care of, and now that you know you're not over your balance. It's just funny how that catches. Oh yeah, make your payments on time, make sure you're doing it, but
What did I tell you?
if you happen to use it within that time frame, you better hope it's not over that amount.
Well, if you're in that position, then you're using your credit card wrong. I'm just gonna be straight. You know, what I tell you, I've been preaching, you keep your credit card at one third of what you need. So if you're keeping it at one third, you're not gonna run into that problem, are you?
No.
Okay, but I hear a big but.
But I'm also in that high risk category. So I'm
High risk, meaning.
meaning I'm chipping down at the tall hill that younger me created at the same time, investing as well.
What is your goal?
Financial freedom and not having to wait till 40 to retire and be able to retire at 30. That's what the other thing he was talking about was he's like, yeah, if you want to retire at 65, yeah, keep saving 10% of your income, but that's not gonna help you. he was like, you can save 10, 15, 20, but if you're only putting away a certain amount of income for what, 20 years, depending on how much you're saving per year, and times that by inflation, times that by how if it's just cash in the bank, if you're not putting it anywhere, that's not gonna do anything for you. But you get, you know, the like I said, the 401k match, the high yield savings, the gold and silver, where you know you're gonna get a benefit from your money. Rather than your money just sitting there and you're like, okay, well, I have it, but it's not doing anything. Because just because I have $100,000 doesn't mean in 20 years, $100,000 is still going to be $100,000. It could be less than that, depending on what the dollar's worth.
Well, then what does that mean that needs to happen?
That is what I'm waiting to hear.
Oh, no, it's okay. As Bob Proctor would say, there's only one problem in the world. He said, that's ignorance. No one can foretell the future.
Right.
No one has a crystal ball. But you can look in the past and see what has occurred. Right?
Right.
Okay. You think about something. Elon Musk. Let's go to Elon. Your boy Elon, right?
Right.
Is Elon rich?
No.
Why'd you say that?
I would say Elon is wealthy.
He's wealthy. Yes. Elon is wealthy.
Yes.
But here's, yes. How much cash does Elon have?
Billions.
Oh, I said cash.
Oh,
I
cash.
didn't.
I'd probably say he probably keeps a pocket hunter on him.
He might be what sort of asset? He might have assets. He has assets all over the place, correct?
Right.
But if you ask him for cash, what could he come up with?
I probably had it just to just you know just for gas. Just, oh.
Okay, it's like this. Well, no, because you know he got criticized for his 9-minute trip from what is it, San Jose to something else?
I can see it.
Yeah, he took a private plane trip that was a 9-minute flight that would have took him 40 on a train.
Does everybody got an opinion?
Yeah, well, doesn't everybody? What I'm saying to you is this. It's like this. No, it's just Elon's his intelligence is like this. You know how he buys this stuff?
How he buys his stuff?
How he acquires assets. You know how he acquires assets?
No.
So he will use Tesla stock as collateral for a loan.
Oh yeah,
He
I saw he was using
So
stock
he takes
assets, yeah.
Tesla stock to secure a loan to get capital to put into SpaceX. No money comes from him. It's like all he has to do is pay the loan back, right?
Right.
So my thing to you is this. Hey, first thing, do you think like a poor person or do you think like a wealthy person?
I would say right
Are
now,
you in the process?
right now I am, I'll say the past 3 years I've been thinking like a wealthy person.
That's good because you can't look at today. You have to look at, think about this. You have to look, go back. Okay, remember, stuff doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
It's taking me a decade to get where I am right now.
Right.
Right? So I'll figure another 5 to 10 years to get where I for my vision to catch up, for my vision to present itself.
Right.
But when it comes to, yeah, when it comes to credit cards, here's what it is. It depends on what you're trying to do.
That's the other thing that he was talking about was finding what credit cards that are going to benefit you, whether that's trying to get flying miles, whether that's trying to get hotel points, whether that's trying to get cash back, whether that's grocery shopping, finding what credit card is suiting you for usage.
Yes, but at the same time, what's your D to I ratio?
In general or personally?
Well, no. I'm
Oh,
saying
I got you. Yeah.
because the credit is cool. You could have a 900 credit score, but if your D to I ratio is jacked up and you're paying 90% of your money out, who's going to loan you anything?
Right.
And you have to look at where you are in life.
All right.
I told you when I rented my house, I spent no money for a year.
Right.
I worked on my credit score because he told me where I need to be to buy.
Right.
Once I bought the house, now I'm cool. I pay off debt because he said, you know, and so I had a good financial advisor saying, do this, do this, do this. If you want to get here, if you want to buy the house in 18 months, this is what you got to do. I follow the lead and I bought it 6 months early. So when you have a direct and clear goal, then you make sure that you do everything that is helping you to make that goal. Oh, it's bedtime or night-night time.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I was looking at was just like in general, because after he said that, I said, okay, let me go ahead and max my 401k at work. Let me go ahead and up my Apple stock. But then he was also saying, you know, your interest is above 6%. Still take care of your payments, but don't neglect your investments as well. Because just because you're making payments on credit cards or, you know, trying to pay down debt, if that's all you're focused on, you're never going to get to the point where you can, you know, put $5 or $10 away for investments because you're so worried about just trying to get your debt all the way down.
Okay, remember when I asked you if you're thinking like a rich person or a poor person?
Right.
Rich people don't think about debt. They think about money. They focus on cash flow. They focus on making money. Because what you focus on expands. If you feel about debt, you're always going to have it because that's what you're looking at. I don't look at debt anymore. I'm looking at growth. Does that make sense?
Right.
Do I manage it? I manage it because it's risk management. But at the same time, it's like this. Yeah, I'm always going to invest because worst case scenario, what? I have a house. Yeah, what happens? I default on my credit cards. Okay, my stuff goes in the toilet. Am I going to let that happen? No. Kid, I mean, right now, with the way the market's going, you know what I could do? But it would be, I can't do it right now. If the interest rate was to drop, the housing interest rate was to drop below what I'm paying right now, I could do a cash out refi, pull out the money, and pay everyone of my debts off, and just or get a HELOC, pay it off, and just pay it back. Right? Can't do that right now because the interest rate that everybody's paying is more than I pay right now, so I cannot do that. Because you're 401k is stocks, right?
Right.
So that's stocks. You have cash or cash fiat currency, right?
Right. Which
goes up and down. Bonds go up and down. Everything goes up and down. But the thing I do is that, you know, yes, you know, I have, well, you know, that I have the real estate thing that I'm doing. But besides that, yeah, I own money, not currency. I own money. And I'm sitting on it, accumulating more every month. Money. So when things go bad, I'll be able to do some things. Because if you stop investing, and that's the thing about it, is that the poor mentality is that, oh, I can't afford to invest. Well, it's not investing, it's taking care of your family. Because the last thing you want to do is be stuck out in a situation where you don't have enough money to take care of your basic needs because you spent all your money here. And it's not about spending money. It's about how you think about the tool that we call money. Does that make sense?
Yep.
It's like this, first thing, what was it, like this. You used to carry your pocket, right?
Right.
And what does that do for you?
Most of it pay for gas, but
knowing that you have this in your pocket at all times, what does that do?
For me, it ensures that, in general, just ensures that when I'm at places I can't spend money. I know when I have it, like I have $100 there, but two, it gives me the access that I don't have electronically.
Okay. For me, it empowers me because it's in my wallet and I don't spend it. It sits there. Why? When I need it, it's there. I can never be broke if I have my pocket, right?
Right.
So I sit back and make this, okay, this is my reserve. It's like, like people who, okay, when I get to a quarter tank of gas, I fill up. Why do you fill up? Because you don't want to be stranded without gas, right? Yes, I could have the credit cards of a yin yang, right?
Right.
But let me ask you a question. So say a bank goes out of business that holds one of your credit cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do?
Make sure that I don't have all my credit cards at one bank.
What I'm saying is this: so say you have Sound Credit Union credit card.
Right. Okay.
And Sound Credit is starting to go out of business. Right.
Right.
And you have a credit card that is limit of $5,000. You owe them $4,500. Now, if they're about to go out of business, what are they going to do?
I would take the credit.
They're gonna lock the car down, send out notes, we need our money now. Right?
Right.
So just being prepared. Sounds like you about to take a nap with the daughter.
Oh no, I'm good. I'm just trying to get her to sleep.
So no, it's just do your research and think smart. That's what it's all about is you read and research what you want to do, and then you make smart decisions. I mean, I've shown you a few things, but it's the point where, okay, it's a start, but you know where to go to make sure that your family's taken care of.
Right. Yep. But that was one thing that I was like thinking about because I listened to that one and listened to some other ones, but I think like between now and I'd say even like the next 2 years, just with getting the new job and now finally getting caught up to where I'm like, okay, I'm not stressing or worried, but I feel comfortable where I am and knowing that I'm taking care of things. And, now I kind of got a schedule of like how things go. I'm like, okay, so I know this is how it's going to work. So I'm going to get paid on this day. These guys get taken care of. This guy has to get taken care of. I can put this here, put that there. So it's getting easier to manage.
Ooh, Sam, how about this? Let's go. Okay, so what is your 6 month growth plan?
Right now,
you don't have to tell me right now. Yeah, that's 6 months away. Because right now, I gotta look at 9 months away. Because in 9 months, your cousins will be graduating high school, and I'll have an empty house. So I gotta think of a growth plan. How am I going to, with them being gone? which means my bills are going to drop. Now I got more to invest.
Right.
But and you're starting. But with the foundation, you'll be able to be boom. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Long as you listen to what when you listen and analyze, that's the key. You can't just listen to everybody. Listen, do your research, analyze what's best for me. Because that's one of my mentors, Courtney. I'm like, is this a good stock to have? And he was like, well, obviously you haven't done your research. And I'm like, why is that? Because you would have to ask me if you had. I was like, oh, that was a Mike Tyson to the right to the jaw. So now do my research. And that way I'm like, okay, this is good or this is not good. There's some things you don't know, but life's is full of uncertainty, but at the same time it's full of opportunity.
True.
Yeah, because right now your major focus right now is getting the house, correct?
Right.
So that should be your focus. So you should be tailoring all of your endeavors into what number do I need? What numbers do I need to get this deal done? Does that make sense?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yep. Give me 1 second.